When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is an Understanding the Lyrics episode, so we're going to be looking at one of my favourite songs. It's Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. So we're going to take a look at the lyrics and some vocabulary, maybe a bit of grammar as well. But before we do that, what is the song about? Well, the song was written after Roger Waters, who played the bass, sang, also wrote the lyrics to songs, received a sedative from a doctor to relieve a stomach ache, possibly caused by nerves. When he was on stage, he couldn't feel his hands. They were numb. And his vision was blurry. But the crowd continued to enjoy the show. And that's what the song is about, the disconnect between the public and the band. It could also be interpreted in a more metaphorical way, that someone can receive a quick fix for a problem, a drug. But while the pain may go away, it could actually make us feel more distant from the reality of life. The suggestion is that maybe it's better to feel pain than to feel nothing. So quite a profound idea. Let's take a look at the lyrics. So it starts. Hello, is there anybody in there? Just nod if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? So let's look at that word nod. So what does that mean, to nod? To nod your head means to move your head up and down, which usually means yes if we nod. If we want to say no, we usually shake our heads. So we nod for yes and we shake our heads for no. It continues. Come on now, I hear you're feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. So if you're feeling down, then it means you're feeling sad. And we assume this is the doctor talking to him. I can ease your pain. I can make you feel better and get you on your feet again. Relax. I'll need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? And then it moves on to the chorus. There is no pain. You are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. A really beautiful lyric here. A very imaginative way of explaining this idea that a person is getting further from reality. To recede means to get further away. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You can imagine this ship on the horizon. You can see the smoke coming from the ship, getting further and further away. We are getting further from reality. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. And I think this is referring to when he is on stage performing and he looks out to the crowd and he can see that there are people there, but they are coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. So you can just see them. You can't actually hear them. It continues. When I was a child, I had a fever. My hands felt just like two balloons. Now I've got that feeling once again. I can't explain. You would not understand. Really interesting lyric. This is not how I am. I have become comfortably numb. Now let's move on to the next verse. And this is the bit where he is receiving this sedative. Okay, just a little pinprick. There'll be no more. And then they go, ah, but you may feel a little sick. So what is a pinprick? Well, a pinprick is that sudden pain you feel when the needle goes into your arm. He continues. Can you stand up? I do believe it's working. Good. That'll keep you going through the show. Come on, it's time to go. So this is a literal idea that the doctor is saying. The sedative is working, and that will keep you going. That will help you continue in this difficult situation. But of course, it can also be interpreted in a more metaphorical way, as I spoke about at the beginning. And then it goes back to the chorus. When I was a child, I caught a fleeting glimpse out of the corner of my eye. So what fleeting means a very quick, and glimpse is a very short look at something, to see something for a very short time. A fleeting glimpse out of the corner of my eye. I turned to look, but it was gone. I cannot put my finger on it now. The child is grown. The dream is gone. I have become comfortably numb. So the way I interpret this is that childhood innocence means that you see the world in a literal and clear way. But maybe as an adult, that disappears, that goes away. I think that's what he's trying to say with that lyric. But of course, it is open to interpretation. So that's the song. That's Comfortably Numb. Maybe not the happiest song in the world, but a really beautiful melody. And it's also got one of the most incredible guitar solos. And as a poem, it's a great piece of work. Okay, so if you have any ideas for songs that you'd like me to discuss on these podcasts, or any other types of podcasts you'd like me to do, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.